Oh Lord, we thank you for favoring us. We thank you for making us a people. We thank you for the support that you give us with one another. Oh, blessed be your name, O Lord.
Lord Jesus, we want to praise and thank you so much at this time that we've got your joy and we've got your peace. And Lord God, we can just show that to other people. And oh, Father, we just love you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Lord, you've taken Boris Johnson through sickness, close to death, and you've revived him to bring him back tomorrow for leading the country. Lord, you have done work within him. May you now give him the courage to speak out what you have done, that he witnesses to the whole of the nation and to the world, the same as the Queen does, that you are the one that brings health and strength to us, his children. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
Bless you and glorify you, Amen. O God, our King. We magnify your holy name, for you are made. You are God. You made all things good.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are present with us and that you bring life. You bring refreshment. You bring Sabbath rest. You allow us to rest in you. You refresh those of us who are weary at this time, who are busy, overburdened, and you come to us with your peace, risen Jesus. And we just receive and accept that gift of peace and of rest in you today. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Holy, mighty Lord God. Gracious Redeemer.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
If anybody has a scripture to bring out to help us in our worship, or a prophetic word for our worship now, it would be a good time to bring it out. Lord, we adore you and glorify you. We bless you and glorify you, for you are our King and our God.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
And Lord, thank you that you come to bring us life. You come to offer us life to the full, a full measure, pressed down, overflowing into our laps, abundant life. Lord, help us respond to you. Help us to embrace what you hold out to us. Help us to make more time for you. Put you more and more on the throne of our lives. Because, Lord, we want the life that you have for us. Hallelujah.
I have a sense that as we praise in the Lord and worship in him in the heavenly language, that he's feeding our souls and equipping us with what he wants us to give other people. To just he's got so much that he wants us to use us for. Just don't be afraid to step out.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'm not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still small waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his bounty, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you. I'm
So if you have a sense or a word, then now would be a good time to bring it out.
This is from John 16. I have told you all this so that you may find peace in me. In the world you have hardship, but be courageous, for I've conquered the world. And I just felt a sense that we should remember, and we should focus on the fact that God has conquered and God has a victory, and that we need to keep our eyes on the victory and operate out of a sense of victory and out of knowledge of victory, rather than fear and panic and looking to the next thing. We need to, all of our actions should be with a focus on his victory.
I was reminded of the scripture about if for this life only we have hope in Christ, then we are most of all men to be pitied. Lord, I just thank you that we have hope of eternal life. We have hope in you. We have victory in you. And it isn't about this life. You're with us in this life, but it's not about this life. Thank you, Lord, that you've overcome death, broken sickness and death on the cross, and we can look to you and connect to you, our Saviour.
I just have the sense that the Lord commands us once again, do not be anxious, as he does many times, and invites us to not to fear, but to hold on to what we have in him. And also just a reminder that nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, neither persecution or trouble, nor pandemics, but our place is secure with him.
Lord, we know that if it weren't for the resurrection, we of all people would be most pitied. And yet with the resurrection, we have an internal hope. We thank you, Lord God, that in this season, we, in sharpened focus, lift our eyes to heaven, where you have gone before, where the saints and the angels glorify you for eternity.